three took the present from his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer, he started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, he thinks big thoughts and he dreams big dreams, but it's another man's sweat that pays for those schemes. He don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. So he does his business behind closed doors and pretends that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, he says, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. Now Congress is saving Wall Street while they're watching Main Street fall. They got health care all figured out, but it don't seem to care much at all. As soon as they save this planet, they'll put the fire out in hell. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Yeah, they think big thoughts and they dream big dreams, but it's another man's sweat that pays for those schemes. They don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. They do their business behind closed doors and pretend that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, they say, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. There'll be a party come this November where we're gonna set things straight. All good people gonna gather round, gonna show what made this country great. We'll run off the schemers and backroom dealers, so the red, white, and blue will prevail. When we're holding a hammer,
Jack, I hope all of you are having a wonderful vacation. If you're on, got the ability to have a vacation. I've got a great guest coming on tonight. Again, this is Jack Bauer. The name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project. You'll find me here every Saturday, same time, same station. I've got Corey coming on with me here. He'll be in right after the first break. Before that, though, I need to, as I always do, love to give out that disclaimer. First of all, it goes something like this. Anything you hear on the show, please do not consider to be legal advice. It is not, cannot, will not be legal advice. It might be something I do or somebody else might do, but it's not legal advice. If you need legal advice, feel free to hire some shyster, that be an attorney, to go out there and hire him, pay him lots of money. When you're all said and done, he'll probably own your house, your car, your home, your dog, your cat, your kids, your wife. And if you're lucky, he'll leave you out on the streets. Better yet, it might even be behind the Gray Bar Motel. But it's your option. Feel free to do it. I wouldn't use one, but in times gone by, I have, and shows like this, we have the right people on. Corey, again, is I'm getting to know him pretty well. I hope we become very good friends. He's one heck of a nice guy, and he's just kicking their butts with their own rules and laws and tails and everything he can do, and that's appreciated by people like me. If you want to call in and ask him questions, or myself, or yell at me or scream or whatever you want to do, that number is toll-free. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Or should you decide you just want to listen in on the phone line, that number is 832-280-0800. Either one of those will get you in and you can listen. And again, as soon as we come back, Corey's been doing some great stuff. He'll teach you. He's been teaching me how to make my own identification, which can be used. So right after the break, we'll have him out. Stick with me. We'll be right back. And she shifts the
gears. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Well, we made it back from our first break. This is, again, Jack Bauer. The name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project. Anytime you hear those two songs, you know I'm right around the corner. Just a big old cowboy. Anyhow, on the line with me tonight, or on the show with me, I'm sorry, tonight I've got Corey. Corey, how do you spell it, pronounce your last name? Is it Ebe or E-I-B or how do
it's
you pronounce
pronounced
it?
Ibe.
Ibe, thank
like
you.
I-B-E, but it's spelled backwards.
I didn't want to insult you by calling you something that other than what it was. Anyway, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I'm honored to be here.
You know, I've been watching your videos, and I'm just kind of awestruck because you're doing what we've been talking about doing, and it looks like you got it whipped and you got it down, and you're doing a great job and great shows. So, you know, God bless you and keep it up. And anything I can do, anytime you want to be on the show, you're invited with me at any time you want because your stuff is pretty much flawless in my opinion. So,
beautiful.
If you don't mind, would you mind giving a little history of yourself, what you're doing and how you're doing it? Kind of like you and I were talking about the other day, because you and I,
sure,
we come from a very similar background. So go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I've always considered myself a good citizen and that I would follow the rules and that I was a resident of California. And, I had a birth date and I had a first name and a last name. Just like everybody else, pretty normal, and I am really proud of the country that I live in. You know, I've had the opportunity to travel to other places, and everywhere I go, I'm still, even with all of its faults, I'm really proud of being an American. And in 2005, I found myself in a court situation, and I thought, well, you know, those same qualities, I'll just go down and tell the truth, and everything will be okay. And I got steamrolled over, and I was telling the truth. The problem was I didn't realize they were speaking a different language. And so all the words I used were basically, hey, I'm right here, guys. Can you steamroll right over me? And so, yeah. And
I was just going to ask you, how's that working out for you?
Well, you know, at the time, it certainly was really brutal, but now I'm actually really grateful for that experience. It gave me some strength to stand up to government on a level I never dreamed I'd be able to compete at. and a much deeper appreciation for the opportunity that we do have in order to correct this ship of state that, you know, has been hijacked and take control of it. I mean, if you want to be one of the people, that's what I want to be, is one of the people. It takes more than just lip service. You have to learn how your government works and get engaged from the most advantageous position possible within the authority of the Constitution.
That's a whole bunch, but, you know, our society, Americans, whatever you want to call them, for the most part, we've turned into such a, in my opinion, such a microwave society. You know, they're too much on the run, too tired, too lazy, whatever you want to call it, to put a pot of water on the stove and heat it up. They'd rather kill themselves by nuking it in that microwave. You know, I threw my microwave out years ago, and thank goodness, and because it is. It's a very nice, convenient, but that's the same thing we want with the law. We were brought up in the public school system that taught us that this is how it should be and was be, at least in my age and era. The kids today don't have a chance. And what, you know, you're a little bit younger, you know, you're about my age, but it's amazing what you've come up with, and it appears to be working. And before anything else, give out your website so they know how to get hold of you or where you are and all that other neat stuff.
Well, my website, I just have a website. It's CoreyIbe.com. Very, very simple. There's not a lot of information there. I mean, I have some pages that you can find that are linked from the YouTube channel. The whole purpose of that is to encourage people to just look at the basics. The basics are really simple to verify. You can go to the court and verify it. You can do things that are low risk, high reward to establish yourself in a better state of knowledge about how things work. So CoreyIbe.com, but the YouTube channel, there's only 4 videos right there that I'll have some more coming up, but the videos are really the basics. One of them is how I chose to handle a court case by obtaining documents that said there was an appearance, but me personally was never in front of the judge. And, you know, that's something I don't encourage other people to do until you know exactly what's going on. I expected that to turn out a lot worse than it did. I thought I was going to get an education from behind the Gray Bar Hotel. But at that point I was willing to, you know, to do what it takes to learn how this works and become one of the people of California and take responsibility for how the government works. So, my background is really just School of Hard Knocks and just kind of taking the assumption that the Supreme Court, now that I understand things a little bit better, they're speaking the same language that the courts are speaking, but it's a completely different language than what the people speak. And so learning that language, mastering it, is something that is a goal I hope to encourage every American to achieve.
Well, you know, Corey, I can say God bless you. It looks like he already has quite a bit. And, you know, thank you for being there and taking the stance. You and I, we're on the same basic track. We're on the same course, all those neat things. But I kind of like going to jail and a little differently because I end up bending them over real bad and making a lot of money. So first thing I tell a cop when I, you know, encounter one on the road or anything else is, please arrest me, take my car, put me in jail, please, because I can use the money. Because right. when I sue them anymore, I always win. And you got $135,000 out of a little town down the road here from me about a year ago for ticking me off. They threw me in jail for telling a judge right where to stick it for 2 days, and that cost that little town, that cost that little county, it cost them $135,000 out of court settlement. Thank you very much. So that's kind of my attitude on it, and it is a doable deal. And obviously, as you can probably tell, I have absolutely no love lost when it comes to cops and government officials. And I, you know, a couple times a week I ask, Jack, why aren't you dead yet? And that's kind of bothers me, but you know, you get out there what you have to. So this thing that you've got of designing and developing your own ID for, looks almost very similar like a passport type of an issue. Do you have a template available for that for people to use to fill in the blanks type of thing?
Yeah, I've got a template, and I'd like to caution people that before you start showing this ID to any government officials or anything, that you get some basics down as far as what this thing can and can't do. It's not a magic document. It's not going to magically prevent any type of prosecution against you, but it can be used to great effect in different situations. So it's an excellent document for people to have. It can act as the foundation for your identity, yet you can still interact with government in a much more powerful way. But it's something just like any weapon. It's got a dangerous end to it. And if you go out there wielding it and don't know what you're doing, you're going to get hurt. But to learn more about it, you can go to youtube.com/Corey Ibe. I've got four videos on there, and one of those videos is how to make a common law identification and then how to get it authenticated by the appropriate government authority so it has the full faith and credit of an act of the United States.
Well, I know you've one of the things when I first started watching your video on it, I almost got up and yelled at you because you said, you can't use this as a driver if you're driving. And I thought, oh, man, he hasn't got it yet. But then you went on to explain, you do understand, I'm not driving. I'm not in the commercial process. I'm traveling, of which you can use it. And if they decide to violate you, and, I mean, I'm pretty rough on cops when I encounter them, there's no love lost, and it works. And if you wouldn't mind, can you give that story that you gave, how you went into the court, how you did it? And we might have to hold it after the break, but I want people to understand how this works and what you did and how you and why you were so successful, if you don't mind.
Sure, yeah. Well, we can get started, and when I hear the music, we'll carry it up on the other end of the break.
Great. That sounds great.
Yeah, the basics behind it are, I've personally come to the determination that the birth certificate is a person in law, and that the birth certificate is property of the federal government. And it's done through a convoluted way, and, you know, it was enough for me to say, all right, that thing's pretty dangerous for me to identify myself as property of the government. But it does appear that I have the authority to transact business on behalf of that property. So by creating an ID that is a non-political common law ID and using that as my basis of how I identify myself politically and how I engage with the government, and then taking very good care as to other contracts that can bind you to being property of the government, such as political pledging and other just contracts that require your signature, I maintain that I am not the person, nor am I responsible for that public entity. I just am able to transact business on behalf of it. So part of that business is accepting and not really discharging, because that's not the case, but accepting and fulfilling the complete obligation of the citation. When I was stopped, I was on the beach past curfew, which is midnight out here in California. I think it was like 12:15 when they came by. And they asked me my name. Well, I have a deep respect for property and the way the federal government owns certain things. So I do not use a first and last name. I use a given and family name, and that's reflected in my identification. And the government also recognizes that in a passport. Your passport says given and surname on there. It doesn't say first and last name. By being able to transact business that way or taking things from that standpoint, when they asked me my name, I said my given and family name, and they thought I was being funny with them, so they handcuffed me and took me back to jail. And, you know, I stayed very calm. The conversation got heated, but I took very good care to make sure that I never did anything that allowed them to stay within policy and cause me any harm. Never give him a reason to be a cop, you know, that's the idea. The guy's wearing a gun and a badge, and we'll deal with it in court later. I don't want to get beat up. So whatever it is they wanted, I complied with. And all throughout the entire arrest, the issue was we never got past the name issue. It just never got past that because I wouldn't identify as a first name. I only identified as a given name. And if it's not a big deal, then the cop could have just scratched out first name on the ticket and wrote given name, and I would have signed the ticket unqualified. But they can't do that. And so, and it's just part, it exposes the nature of our government and how our laws are enforced. And so I was able to sign the citation, or I did sign the citation in the manner that I'm the authorized representative.
Well, there's our break music, Corey. There's our break music, Corey. Stick with me. We'll be back right after the break.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Jack Bauer here. The name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project, right here on RBN. Corey, one of the callers here has asked that you repeat the website again and spell it out.
All right. Well, the best place to start is the YouTube videos, because that gives you some of the basics. And from those videos, there'll be links in the description box that'll take you to my website that has the relevant material. You just go to youtube.com/CoreyEib, and it's spelled C-O-R-E-Y-E-I-B. That's youtube.com/CoreyEib. And that'll take you to the list of videos that I have up so far. And, you've got the one for the common law ID, the appear without entering a plea, how to send a general delivery letter, and kind of a quick explanation of what those things mean in relation to what it being an American and how you relate to your government.
And once you get there, once you get past that he's not the best looking guy in the world, I'm just kidding, Corey. You did a great job on the videos. Just giving you a hard time, my friend. One thing that maybe I can give you a little help on here, as far as the birth certificate, for the studies we're finding, that's not a birth certificate, that's a death certificate. And that's how they take control of you. And again, I don't know how deeply you're involved with this or how much study you've done on it, and I'm more than willing to give you and send you and hook up with you and tell you anything and lead you any way I can as to what we're finding on this stuff. But that's a death certificate. And until you reclaim your life, which basically is what you're doing with your documents, you're considered a dead soul. And that's how they get away with this crap. So anyway, back to your story, what you did when you went to court and how you did it.
Well, we're at the point where I've been handcuffed and I've been in the sheriff's station here in San Clemente for, probably 45 minutes or so. And, you know, the officer went, I wasn't complying with them on accepting that first name. I stood my ground respectfully that I have a given name and that I'm from a family. And that if they want to cite me under those terms, great. You know, there was no doubt that I was on the beach. It was 12:15. I fully agree to that. It's just, I've decided I'm going to call myself by my given and family name. And if the government doesn't want to respect that, then why? And we'll take it to court and figure it out. So, what they did was they actually went to, and before you, anybody listening, before you just all of a sudden start saying, hey, my given name is, and think it's going to give you a way out, I had already done a lot of research. I'd sent all the necessary, well, what I could find, necessary letters to terminate signatures, to terminate political alliances with D.C., and then establish domicile in California. And one of the ways that I did that was I went to Mexico, and then came back, and the only document I had that was valid to get across the border with was my common law ID. And that, I figured that established my domicile once I went through there. So getting back to what happened with the citation, they go over to the computer and they look up, type in, because I told them how to spell my given name and how to spell my family name, and they went over to the computer and they put that in. But they put it in as a first name and a last name. And what's interesting is he comes back and he says, well, the horsepower all matches, which is height, weight, you know, hair color and so forth. All of that matches, but there's no picture. And so my picture from the activities that I had done, well, I'm sorry about that. I'm broadcasting from my garage and I got a trash truck coming here. They'll be gone in just a second if you can hear that.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. I thought you had an alarm going off.
No, it's just the big truck backing up.
Not a problem.
So I thought that was interesting, but my picture had been removed from the database as a resident of California, and they said they were still going to present the citation to me. Well, the moment they presented the citation to me and said, will you sign this? I looked at it and said, oh, yeah, I can sign that. And then I signed it in my capacity as the authorized representative of the person who was on the citation. So, by just the way that citation is constructed and then me claiming that I have no other obligation to the state and then the state not having the ability to produce documents that evidence my obligation to do that, I was able to just simply, walk up to the window at the court, get what you can find on the YouTube channel. I've got the documents there that are linked to, and get a document with a court stamp on it that says the defendant appeared. And then comparing that to what's in the box that you're signing on, the only promise that is made when you sign that is an appearance, and that's it. So I met the absolute bare minimum of what they require and then just left it there.
That's amazing. Yeah, you're right on. You're spot on what you're doing, how you're doing it. You know, we'll get into it after a couple of breaks, but the birth certificates, I've had Roger Sales on, and he's gone over the birth certificate, a passport issue, and they have now forced most folks into a box with the new passport applications that you are a citizen. I don't want to be a citizen of this country. I am not a citizen of the United States. I am a people, and I'm not part of the corporation, so I don't exist as they see it, and you're along the same, I'm preaching to the choir here, I'm sure. So the outcome, have you heard any more from them? Are they still out to get you? Have the guys with the gun shown up your door yet, or what's the status?
You know, I got to say, when I first did this, I was by myself. I didn't know there was other people who were as concerned as I was. It was before I became a member of Oath Keepers. And I tell you what, I was 100% certain that I was going to go to jail, and I was probably going to get beat up. I was worried about being shot, killed, everything else. But I tell you, since I've taken the approach that learning, I'm the one that caused the problems previously with the family court issues that I had based on the words that I used. You know, it wasn't that there was any other evidence to it. It was just I used the wrong words. Once I took responsibility for that and decided I was going to use the right words, I've been treated really well by government.
Cool. Hang on, Corey. We got another break coming up. We'll be right back.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Now, more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
I'm back. Jack Bauer is back. We've got the got a little long segment coming up here. On the line with me tonight, or on the show with me tonight, I've got Corey Ibe. Now that I feel really good about being able to say your name properly. Thank you, Corey. yeah, some of your stuff is, again, phenomenal, and God bless you for doing it. And yeah, I want you to send me, though, whatever kind of Valium medication you're on, because I got a real problem. I see that badge, and I see that light in my mirror. I tend to go sideways. And it's just in my, like I said, I'm a big old redneck, and it's just where I go. And I wish I had the ability, and I'm trying, I really am trying to make an effort. And Gordon Hall, one of my good buddies, he calls me and straightens me out every once in a while because I tend to go sideways. And, but that's just me. And it served me well. Other than, you know, I think I'm getting old enough. I'm getting tired of getting the thumps on my head and stuff and the bruises on my knuckles. So anyway, so you go and you make your appearance, and then what?
Well, I made the appearance, obtained a document that said the appearance was met. I put that in a file, put it away, and about 3 months later, I made a YouTube video, and I haven't done a thing since. In my opinion, that case exists solely at my pleasure because of a motion which I've used in the past for other types of things. It's called a CERNA motion, that after a year, if the state hasn't done anything, if there's not a prosecution, you can pretty much just quash it on that. But there's so many different ways at this point for me to end it. I just kind of leave it there so people can verify it. And, you know, I was hoping more, rather than being right, that it was that easy. It's almost a letdown.
We're looking for the same fireworks I'm looking for. I understand.
Right. It you know, I mentally was geared up to go to jail. I mentally was geared up to be, you know, subjected to conditions that none of us want to be subjected to. And none of that happened. It's all been, I can't tell you, I'm changing my political status from being a resident to being domiciled in California, for me personally, has worked out very good. But I did a lot of study, and I do know that, you know, it's not something that you can do willy-nilly. If you try and claim to be one of the people of California and you go into court and you get it wrong, there's some serious consequences that you can suffer. And, you know, anything, I know people who've been sent to the state mental institution for doing things similar to what I do, but they miss a couple of things that I was fortunate enough to catch.
Yeah, and they do. They because of the way I see what's happened here, Corey, is the boneheads that might have been or accidentally smart enough to write these rules and regulations and suck us in, they're either dead, long gone, or whatever. And the boneheads that got the guns now don't have a clue what they're doing. And I've heard them say this. Where's your law? Where do you get the authority to do this? Well, we do it all the time. You know what? I've been known to kill my second wife every time I'm married more than once. But that doesn't make it right. It does not make it right. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that in jokingly. But that doesn't make it right. It does not make it right. So this is the authority that they seem to hang on. Well, we do it all the time. Well, again, I got a problem with that, a real big problem with that. So, you know, you better have something because they like paying me, I guess. Every time I sue, I win. And as stupid as they are, I will never go before a jury again because they are dumb as posts, dumb as rocks. They're no. Anyhow, so is there any chance you've got a warrant out for you, or have you checked on that, or where are you at with that?
Yeah, well, one of the things I was charged with and on there that requires in San Clemente Municipal Code, if there's a failure to appear, it says a warrant shall be issued, and it was at, I think it was a $10,000 warrant. So that's why I waited the 3 months before I posted the video, was to see if a warrant was issued. As of today, I'm not aware of any warrants that are issued, and, you know, certainly if it was, if somebody finds out, I'd hope they'd contact the show because I'll go down and get it taken care of. But, you know, you asked about what kind of value might take as far as being able to deal with the police. I think it's all in perspective. By changing my perspective, the entire world changed. And for me, I view the men and women in uniform and with a gun and a badge, the same people that I previously was exceedingly adversarial with, I view them more as now an incredible asset to the country who have been captured by private banking forces, and that, you know, it's our job as Americans to free them of that burden. I say over and over again, my beef is not with the police who are enforcing the laws, because if we give them the choice on which law to enforce, that's a lot worse than what we have right now.
Well, you know, hold on a second. I just had a little vomit come up in my throat when you said that. Oh. Okay, I'm better now. Maybe it's just because more people haven't had, and more people are having it to them, what they've done to me in the past, and I have bought and paid for my hatred and anger. And when you see them thumping people, and here in Fresno, we have a police chief, Jerry the pedophile doctor, who's a child molester, drug pusher, drug addict, steroid user and abuser, murderer. I mean, how can you possibly deal with somebody like that? And everybody and his brother, all of his his officers underneath him, they all understand and know this. So, you know,
that's the danger of an institution. Institutions by nature develop that type of cancer. I mean, we saw that at Penn State with what happened there. You know, that's just a symptom of an institution that's not being guarded correctly by the people. If the sheriff is doing that, or anybody in power is doing things like that, then it's the people in the area that need to, you know, get it worked out. We've got Facebook, the internet. I mean, you and I are having this conversation that just 100 years ago would be considered magic. The amount of power that the average person has now to influence government, there's almost no excuse for our country to be in the state that it's in right now, other than just not enough people are learning how the government works and then engaging in a way that is beneficial not only to us, but our posterity.
Well, one thing that I might and will add to that is the problem that I see is there is now rules and court has upheld it that it's okay for the police departments to hire stupid cops. In fact, to put a limit on how high their IQ can be, because they, in my opinion, which seems to be confirmed by them, is they don't want cops that are self-thinkers, self-motivated. They want the dumb and as numb as they can be, you know, go ahead and shoot them. We'll protect you. You're the boys in blue. You know, shoot first, ask question later. And that's the problem that I've got with what I'm running into. Now, I'll agree. Some of the older cops that actually probably had the intelligence to be able to spell discretion, they're getting out as quick as they can. They know there's too much politics involved. They don't like it, so they're cutting and running for the hills. These boneheads that they're bringing right out of Afghanistan and that stuff, those are trained, professionally trained by our government killers. They know how to do a couple things: break things, kill people, and destroy. That's it. And you're putting them on the streets with big guns on their side and telling them, go out and do your job? Wow. We got a problem in this country, and I can't see it getting any better other than bloodshed. And maybe I'm just a pessimist, but I continue to say that's right around the corner. In fact, it's already happening. So, you know, what you're doing, God bless you for it, man. And I don't know if you've ever been to jail. I have. It's just way too much fun. And you learn a whole lot in there. It's a whole different culture. And those guys in there are some of the brightest people you'll ever hope to meet. And it's a man. They want them in there, I guess, because they are so smart and so bright. They don't want people like me or Carl Miller in there because we tend to teach others what we know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, their worst nightmare. So, anyhow, again, so how long ago did you actually do your first identification card, and have you improved, upgraded? Have you redone it? What's your status on that?
I still use the very first one I ever made. It was something that I got the idea. It was reading books about common law and just started putting pieces together that, you know, how would a mid-level businessman in California in 1850 identify himself? There wasn't the DMV. There wasn't, you know, all these places that we can go to now to go get a government ID. And you could create one. One of them was, you know, the foundation for the identification they'd create then was their name put in the Bible showing that both of their parents were married at least 9 months before they were born. And that was where I got the idea or the inspiration to create the identification and then applied the modern mechanics of government to it in order to get government to recognize it as what I term foolproof evidence. Which means there's an act that has been done to acknowledge it by the state, and then that act has been recognized by the Secretary of State or an agent of the Secretary of State. And now I can take that document anywhere in the Union, and it's a recognizable document. But if you don't have your other contracts taken care of, if you have a driver's license, if you're a registered voter, if you have a hunting license, you know, all these different things that are out there, if you haven't addressed those issues, then the common law ID is really just something that is fun to have and keep you aware of how the government can work, but you're choosing to work voluntarily in the system.
Well, let me be stupid here for a second, which is real easy for me to do. doesn't that go right down to the actual birth certificate having to break that contract, which you had no options to have in the first place? Don't you have to get rid of that also?
Well, I see the birth certificate as a very powerful tool. So from my perspective, it's the transmitting utility on how I'm going to deal with what we have left of government. Our government has changed and it's operating completely different than what the founding fathers had in mind. And so to engage with it from my perspective as being domiciled in California of 1849, I have to view it as a very different document than what most people view it. And so I see it as being a very important document. And so far, nobody's ever held a gun to my head. I mean, I was arrested one time, but I think I'm the first one in Orange County to do that, to, you know, carry on this idea with the sheriff's department. But no one's ever told me since then that I have to identify myself as that person. And
well, it's a little off topic there, Corey, but there's a question up on my board here. It says, do you know how to handle the IRS when they're after you?
Well, you know, the IRS and I, we're currently working on identification because what they did was they sent me some correspondence that they put Corey B. Ibe on the address, and then below that they put Corey Brandon Ibe, agent. And so now we're tied up in identifying what is the nature of the person or individual that they have identified as Corey Brandon Ibe, agent. You know, who are they saying that is? And that's been bounced around between a couple of different departments now. And They haven't given me an answer yet, so I don't know if you'd call that effectively dealing with them. I did have an engagement with the Franchise Tax Board, and I got a letter back that said, you know, we'll take no further, thank you for responding, and we'll take no further action at this time. But nothing has risen to the level of any type of criminal activity or anything significant. They filed some liens against me a long time ago, long before I changed my political status. And as far as I know, those liens are still there. But because of the way I handle things with the birth certificate, it's virtually meaningless.
Oh, they are still there, and they're collecting interest. And I've got one against me. I haven't filed or paid a dime to them or dealt with them since 1982. And I'm not part of the group. I don't want any of their benefits. That's a whole bunch of it. And that's another problem we have here in the U.S. is because people don't understand, you know, there ain't nothing for free.
Right.
There ain't no free ticket, ain't no free ride, no free meal. Anytime you do anything for them, with them, and ask for their handouts, be it food stamps or whatever, you're obligated. You're obligated, and that obligation comes tenfold what you're getting out of it. Trust me on this. So,
there's a example in the Bible that I refer to people where I've heard the argument over and over again that you're sovereign and that nobody can take the sovereignty away and it can't even be given away. Well, I point to the example in the Bible. I think it was Esau that, gave up his birthright, which could not be taken away. The only way you could do it was give it away. And he gave it away for a bowl of soup, and that was it. He lost
yep.
it, and in the story in the Bible, God said, "Well, you gave it away, and did you get the benefit?" He got the bowl of soup, and that's pretty much what people are doing today. Is because we've been dumbed down the way our school system is. You know, the number one selling book at the onset of the Revolutionary War was Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England. I mean, the Americans, just basic farmers back then, they were just kicking ass in court and winning over and over again through jury nullification and just knowing how the law worked. And they were winning on all sorts of fronts. And today, everybody says, well, we need to hire an attorney or you know, something like that. The reality is, no, they're on the other side. They're going to be there to help you get fleeced as quickly as possible. But it will not be painless.
Well, they're obligated, sworn to their oath and their duty to the bar, to the court. And people don't get it. And when you really start getting into this, it's addictive, this dang stuff, because it is so absolutely incredibly incredible.
It is.
I'm getting hammered. There's a question here up on my board. It says, now the big question, what is your method? And again, that's with the identification. Pretty much it all kind of circles around that, correct?
Yeah, every bit of it is. I identify myself as a man. I'm domiciled in the California Republic of 1849. And Texas versus White says that state exists. And so that's where I'm at. And the present government that we have, which is the government in California, operates off of a constitution of 1879. That government has the obligation to perform all of the duties of the former government, and you can expose that all over. I mean, one of the places was me engaging with the chief counsel for the Superior Court here in Orange County. And when I go and pull his oath, I find out he actually wears two hats. If you're a resident of California, he's the chief counsel of the Superior Court. But if you're domiciled in the California Republic and you need court services, he's a court clerk, and it's right there on his oath. So
there
it just depends on which way you want to engage with him. I prefer to engage with him as a clerk.
I love your stuff. Like I say, Corey, you're breaking it down. It's so easy to understand, and you're right on. I mean, you're not missing a beat. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. Then, you know, the saddest part about this whole thing, Corey, is you and I are very similar, and we were both brought to this, well, maybe not so much, about in the same way, because we were bent over. We had our children stolen from us. We've lost, you know, we thought there was right from wrong in this country. We thought, you know, I was brought up in a time when the cop is your friend and he's just there to help you. Yeah, right. Give me a break.
Right.
That's what we were taught. And you respect him, and, you know, Lord only knows, it's the judge up there. Man, he's right next to God.
Right.
Instead, now we know he's just a faggot in a black dress. So, and I have no respect for any of them. And I don't bow down to any of them. I have one God. That is my God, and that's it. I am sovereign. I'm not a sovereign citizen because that's an oxymoron. I am sovereign, period.
California, it's if you just Google California State Organizational Chart, You'll see right from the governor's website, right at the very top of government is the people of California. So, you know, I repeatedly point to that when somebody asks who I am in government. I just point to that. And that's it. It's on their own paperwork. You're the one that's superior to government. And by delegating some of your authority as men, or, you know, in the term of governments are instituted amongst men who delegate some of their sovereignty to the state to handle the affairs of government. That's my approach to it. And like you say, there people are on the top in this country.
Hey, Corey, we'll be right back. If you want to call in, that call in, if you want to ask this question, the number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
On the air with me tonight, I've got Corey Ibe. Corey's my guest. Thank you for being on here with me, Corey.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. You know, one of the things that we were worried about this year was that you've seen happening is the end of the Mayan calendar. Oh, my gosh, the world's going to come to a screeching stop. Well, you know, in my opinion, for what it's worth, I think it did. Our rights, yeah. Our country is gone. And it happened right around the 21st. We no longer have a country. Unless something is done drastically right now, I mean, immediately, We no longer have a country. Not by any means of the imagination. And they're doing it, you know, what is this garbage with this bonehead that we've got up there pretending to be the president? What's with him and his executive orders? I mean, this guy is the worst, the absolutely worst bad news we've ever had in this country. And people, they better listen quick. And the only thing that I see really good about all this is happening, I've been the black sheep of my family as long as I can remember. You know, I was the one they wouldn't invite to the parties because, oh my Lord, he might talk that talk. Well, those same people now are coming to me going, Jack, what are we going to do? My opinion, too late. But that's just, maybe I'm just pessimist. I do get excited though when I see more and more shows like this, shows like yours. You have another show which we'll give out that information. We're becoming very popular. And I'm not saying anything different. I've said for the last, I won't even go there, as long as I can remember. It's the same thing I've been always saying. I was a little ahead of my time. I got people, you know, 5 years ago going, yeah, it hadn't happened. Just wait. And here it is. And I sit back and just kind of smile and shake my head. You know what I'm saying? Were you that same type of individual with your family and friends and everybody else, where they kind of standoffish and watch out what he says?
Well, yeah, certainly since when I first told my family that I was getting rid of my driver's license and getting rid of my voter registration card and going down to Social Security and handling the contracts there, everybody I knew thought it was just a matter of moments before the black helicopters came and you know, I was taken away. People were afraid it ended business relationships. It made it very difficult to do business. But it's something that I knew was the truth. And in the end, you can argue about it. You can do whatever you want. The truth is the truth. It's still there. And for me, the truth is, it's a lot safer to be in the California of 1849 than the California of 1879. That is a psychotic organization that is, you know, grasping onto control. And that you're absolutely right. There's something that everybody has to do something. If everybody did something, it doesn't have to be as extreme as what some people might say you and I do things. But just doing something, getting engaged at the local level with the idea that we're going to turn this ship of state back around and put that DC beast back in its box the best we can in any engagement we have with government by increasing our knowledge and learning about how things really work with respect to authority and what the oath of office is. All those things are so important to being an American engaged with your government.
And you know what I've found also, Corey, is if you got, unless you hit them hard, you got to beat them about the head a couple of times. And once you do, they pretty much leave you alone, which is great. People ask me, how do you do it? I can open my mouth and the crap flies. I can't help it. It's part of my character and my what I do.
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff. Now, when is your other show on? You're on a regular here on RBN also, right?
Yeah, I'm co-hosting a show now with Todd McGreevy called Common Sense Revisited, and it's on Saturdays from 11 to 1 o'clock Pacific time.
Terrific. Don't switch out.
Absolutely.
A genuine toy hammer. He started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.